Hi everybody, now we're back with our final chart for the day, which is gold, GLD, versus dollar sign TYX. That's the symbol that the stockcharts.com people use for the rate on the long US Treasury bond, which is a 30-year bond. And in this diagram you'll see that I have, says it's the scale is left, and the 47.5 is the equivalent to saying that the long-term bond has a yield of 4.75%. So they did with the decimal point around. The same thing is true on the other side of the gold. They leave off the zero on the gold. So presumably people know that. In the chart, you see this black line, which is sort of in a descending pattern with some red T's in it. And those T's are what I had worked on before, and I've had requests to discuss again. T's and long-term interest rates. You have to remember that bond prices go the opposite direction to yields, and this is a yield chart. So when you see the left side of the T is the yield is dropping, and then you have the first T there, red T, and then you have a projection of a rise in the yields in equal time position. What you're basically saying is that during the declines, the bonds would during the declining in rates, bonds were going up, and then they had this correction. When the rates are going up, that they're falling apart. So if you got to know whether you're in a what side of the best bond strategy you're involved in. The next T is a much larger one. It's sort of okay. The third T is sort of okay. Fourth T is sort of okay. And then we have this big T, which is a substantial drop, it's about a year and a half, and that makes it as big as the second T. Basically, probably a little bit bigger than that, or comparable to it in any case. And it projects that there's going to be some kind of a top in rates, some distance from now, which would be which would be enough to probably get us close enough to the August of the new year. I don't think it's quite 6 months, but it's. We're getting to the point where we're going to get into the seventh or eighth month of the year, and that's going to be a peak in interest rates. This is an example of for the best bond strategy, what you're trying to do is catch the highest rate on the high quality bonds, so that when you go into you'll notice that during the crash, what happened is the yields plunged. That's because everybody wanted to buy bonds. Well, during that plunge in the yields, there was a very high capital appreciation on the price of the bonds, which I will probably discuss next week. But that's just it. Just goes the opposite direction. So, and also the junk bonds, the high yield bonds, he says had a disaster going into the center post of the T. So, what you want to do is you want to stay with the high yield bonds, so you get to this end point up here, at which time you think that the very conservative long-term U.S. bonds will become reach their peak, and the methodology for saying that it's going to peak, and therefore you would buy them for their yield are these T's. The thing that's sort of interesting about it, but still leaves some questions unanswered, is you'll notice that as the market's yields are rising, which is in the right side of the T, that's when the gold goes up. And that's generally true. And you can say that the reason that gold breaks out of its resting phase is that it sees long-term rates going higher, and it sees that as inflation, and so that they're buying for the inflation. The place where that breaks down is this breakout that I talked about from the middle of 07. That breakout in the gold is clearly not likely to be attributable to a rise in interest rates, because rates were falling at that time. However, I think that by that time they knew that there was a problem on bond defaults in the mortgage industry, or was bigger than just Bear Stearns. That was probably what that gold rush was about. So interest rates don't tell the whole story, but when you see a rising interest rate forecast by the LSD, it generally means that gold is going up, and it generally means that they see the economy is expanding, and the expansion in the economy is the reason why the rates are going up. We had a discount rate hike last time, which is just in sort of in the line of it. But you would think that the rates are going to peak sometime in the latter part of the summer, and that does seem to jibe in with what we think is the end of the bull market for equities, and it does seem to be the end for a bunch of other things. As far as the gold is concerned, it's the fact that you had one place where it got tripped up means you maybe you can't count on it completely. But I do think that the interpretation probably is that if you see long-term rates rising, that's good for gold. And if you see that the T in the interest rates is breaking out of its trend line, that sort of confirms that you're going to get a breakout in the gold, and so that the gold is the better power. So it becomes an indicator that becomes a companion for looking at the gold. But it's a fascinating subject on its own, and we'll get into this as time permits. Thank you. That winds up our program for today. I hope you found those to be quite interesting. I found them very interesting because it shed a new light on it, and you know, the bull market is scheduled to come to an end at some point, and I think it's probably useful to summarize all these things. Next week we start to go. I have quite a few charts because there's a tremendous combination of bonds, interest rates, gold, and high yield bond funds, high yield, low quality, low yield. And the gold and the bonds. And bonds can be expressed in interest rates, they could be expressed in bond funds. So I have another three charts that I'm going to do, probably extend this argument when we go into when I come back next Sunday. Thank you. Bye-bye.